The Naughtiest Girl Saves the Day by Enid Blyton. Read by Sarah Moore. Chapter 1. Elizabeth and Julian are together again.
"Perhaps the train from London's running late," said Elizabeth impatiently. "Do you think so, Joan? Or perhaps the coach from the station has broken down. Do you think it could be stuck halfway up the hill with a flat tyre? Just imagine all the boys and girls having to sit inside their stuffy hot coach waiting for the wheel to be changed."
Elizabeth jigged from one foot to the other restlessly. She was at the top of the stone steps, outside the main doors of Whiteleaf School. Her gaze kept darting to the big stone archway through which the school coach was due to appear.
"What do you think, Joan?" she finished.
Joan was Elizabeth's best friend at Whiteleaf School, although slightly older and in the second form. She was as calm and sensible as Elizabeth was excitable and impulsive. She shook her head and smiled at her friend.
"I think you have a vivid imagination, Elizabeth. That's what I think," she said quietly. "The coach is hardly late at all yet."
"But it was due at 1:30, and that was 5 minutes ago," protested Elizabeth.
"And I'm starving hungry, aren't you, Joan? And none of us can go into the dining hall and have dinner until everyone's back from half term."
It was true that Elizabeth was hungry and regretted the fact that dinner would be late today. The delicious smell of savoury pies baking in the big ovens had wafted over to her from the kitchens. And much earlier, she had seen the domestic staff preparing heaps of new potatoes and carrots from the school gardens. They would no doubt be steaming merrily away by now. There was always an especially good meal after a holiday, when many boys and girls were hungry at the end of a long journey back to their boarding school. But there was more to it than that.
"As a matter of fact, I'm really looking forward to seeing my class again, Joan," she confessed. "Especially Julian. I'm longing to tell him about the notice that Miss Ranger has put up on the notice board. It's going to make our English lessons really exciting."
Most of the first form had gone home for the half-term holiday, including Elizabeth's special friend, Julian. Elizabeth had stayed on at school for a summer camp in the grounds. There had been lots of ups and downs, but all in all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?